Israel has murdered an estimated 30,000 civilians, including thousands of children, and they rape their prisoners.
The war in Gaza has one of the lowest ratios of combatants to non-combatants casualties in the history of urban warfare. Practically none. You want to know why? Because Israel got the civilians out of harm's way, something people said we could never do, but we did it.
Like submissive zombies, the U.S. Congress stood and applauded the infamous war criminal, Netanyahu, after he bragged about being a humanitarian and continued their compliance as he sold the U.S. war with Iran.
Which country ultimately stands in the way of Iran's maniacal plans to impose radical Islam on the world? And the answer is clear. It's America. In Beirut, they killed 241 U.S. servicemen. In Africa, they bombed American embassies. In Iraq, they supplied explosives to maim and kill thousands of American soldiers. Iran understands that to truly challenge America, it must first conquer the Middle East. And for this, it uses its many proxies, including the Houthis, Hezbollah, and Hamas. Yet in the heart of the Middle East, standing in Iran's way, is one proud pro-American democracy, my country, the State of Israel.
Much of Congress has been bribed by AIPAC or blackmailed on Epstein Island, but the rest are religiously on board.
There have been two nations created to glorify God, Israel and the United States of America. I will bless both, I will honor both, I will do all I can to stand and defend them.
The U.S. has an intrinsic interest in making sure that Israel not only receives our best prayers and offers of success, but our armaments, our money.
I wouldn't label the Baptist or the evangelical community as extreme because I believe, feel like they're following the Scripture and what the Scripture says about Israel. Those who bless Israel will be blessed. I mean, they take it literal, and I'm one of those people.
Their faith is in their prophecy. And so even though the State of Israel did not exist prior to the United Nations creating it in 1948, they insist that reality match their beliefs. And for many American Christians, it will always be Israel first.
We must vote for politicians who stand for Israel.
Our nation has been blessed because we have blessed Israel, but as we as a nation turn against Israel, then we receive repercussions.
And America has had a long record. Now, I think the dividing line of what we'll look for with politicians is where they are on the two-state solution. If a politician says, well, Palestinians need to have land from Israel, sorry, you have just stood against Israel, and you're not, God's not going to bless you.
Many of these fanatics not only expect Armageddon, they want to see it and help bring it about. Many believe that the mention of the words Gog and Magog twice in the Bible is to be interpreted as a final world war between Israel and its enemies, who religious leaders have decided are Russia and Iran.
This is called the Gog-Magog War. It's 3.5 years after the rapture of the church. Ezekiel 38:15 records this war. And you shall come from your place out of the north parts, you and many people with you. In other words, Russia is going to bring about 10 nations with them to come against Israel in the latter days. The latter days are right now. Ezekiel prophesied that the invading armies would come to Israel from the far north. The far north is not Turkey, it's Russia.
Putin has made it clear that if Israel and the U.S. attack Iran, Russia will fight with Iran. In response to Netanyahu's speech, former President Trump posted on Truth Social for America to wipe Iran off the face of the earth if he's assassinated. Israel is committing the biggest genocide ever witnessed in real time. And while the majority of humanity is uniting against it, the U.S. government and its evangelical influence is making it all possible.
Bible prophecy always begins and ends with Israel. The countdown to Armageddon has begun, and our only hope is that Jesus will return soon.
and share that Bandai video.
My fellow patriots, we have a brand new badass t-shirt design, and this is the first of many. The brand new Never Surrender limited edition Trump fist pump shirt. On the back, it has the iconic InfoWars phrase, the answer to 1984 is 1776. So it's InfoWars, a pro-America, pro-Trump shirt. We teamed up with the American Apparel Company, one of the top in the country, which makes shirts for some of the top talk show hosts. I'll leave it at that. They came in at the perfect moment to help fund InfoWars and get you some badass patriotic t-shirts in the process. There are a lot of great shirts out there, but this is right up there at the top, one of the best, and it funds the InfoWar. So what are you waiting for? You can get the shirt at holdtheline.com right now and get 10% off with promo code Alex. That's holdtheline.com, promo code Alex for 10% off. Go to holdtheline.com to secure this limited edition shirt. Get an additional 10% off with promo code Alex. I thank you for your support. Now take action. This is the fight for the Republic and InfoWars and Donald Trump of the tip of the spear. We will never surrender. Fight, fight, fight.
It's Friday, August 2nd, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing, get everybody and stuff together.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. Friday broadcast. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live from Austin, Texas, here's the InfoWars World Headquarters. We have a lot to discuss today. Got a lot of J.D. Vance news. Got some Kamala Harris and her potential VP pick, Josh Shapiro. Although, about one day of research into Josh Shapiro's past means he might not be the VP pick after all. So we'll get into some of what's been uncovered about him. Keir Starmer, the UK Prime Minister, came out and gave a speech about the right-wing riots that took place following the brutal, horrific stabbing attack in Southport. We'll show you that and get into what is being unveiled there and the very simple problem reaction solution paradigm where you bring in tens of millions of incompatible and completely isolated and you know, ethnically insulated foreigners, and then punish anybody protesting this in a very brutal fashion. We have a lot to get to, a lot of videos to get to. I'm going to take your calls throughout the show today as well. But we'll begin today, as we do every day, with our Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Friday, the 2nd of August, 2024. Americans freed from Russian prisons under landmark exchange deal land back in the U.S. On Thursday, U.S. and Russia completed their largest prisoner swap in post-Soviet history. The deal involved 24 people, months of negotiation, and concessions from other European nations who released Russians in their custody as part of the exchange. And we'll get into exactly who these people were and how they were exchanged. Donald Trump making some comments about this. Joe Biden making some incomprehensible and nonsensical comments about this. In fact, we'll go to that video in just a second. Meanwhile, acting Secret Service head personally directed cuts to threat assessment agents in advance of Butler Trump rally. It has been alleged by a whistleblower that acting Secret Service head Rao personally cut agents from the threat assessment team leading up to the assassination attempt on Donald Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania on July 13th. In a letter from Senator Josh Hawley to acting USSS Director Ronald Howe, it states, a whistleblower has alleged to my office that the Secret Service Counter-Surveillance Division, the division that performs threat assessment of event sites before the event occurs, did not perform its typical evaluation of the Butler site and was not present on that day. This is significant because this group's duties include evaluating potential security threats outside the security perimeter and mitigating those threats during the event. And it just so happens that it was Ronald Rowe, who personally kept them away from Butler, Pennsylvania. And he's the one that has now been promoted to acting Secret Service head. And we'll get back into that. Meanwhile, Biden-Harris task force urges online age verification digital ID tool development. An online digital age verification creep in the U.S. continues from a number of directions through recommendations and studies. Essentially, the government is nudging the industry to move in the direction of implementing digital ID age verification tools. At this point, it's happening via various initiatives and legislation, still without being formally mandated. But this is the incrementalism that we discuss as they get these little pieces put into place so they can all be activated at once. And that's the Mark of the Beast system. Josh Shapiro, potential Harris VP pick, cancels weekend fundraisers. The Pennsylvania governor has been scheduled to headline events in the Hamptons for his own campaign committee. Vice President Kamala Harris is expected to announce her running mate selection by Tuesday. Josh Shapiro, Pennsylvania governor, is one of the front runners to be Vice President Kamala Harris's running mate, but he's abruptly canceled a three-event fundraising swing through the Hamptons just days before Ms. Harris is expected to make her selection. Again, we'll get into Mr. Shapiro a little bit later. He's a bad dude. Let's just say he's a bad dude. And finally, we have this from Politico. Quote, he wants to take us back. Democrats eye new strategy against Trump's attacks on Harris. Former president's attacks have proven to be effective in the past at sucking up political oxygen. They say Kamala Harris is facing attacks from Donald Trump about her gender and identity as an Indian woman and a black woman. Do you see how the narrative is crafted? Do you see how this works? But he's asked a question about her being black. He says, well, she always said she was Indian until very recently, and now she's calling herself a black woman. This answer, this realistic and historically accurate answer to a question he was posed, is then framed as an attack on Kamala Harris by Trump. And now all of that context has been removed, and we're operating off of the premise of Donald Trump has launched an attack. Quote, Kamala Harris is facing attacks from Donald Trump about her gender and identity as an American Indian woman and a black woman. They just fabricate this stuff out of whole cloth. It really would be admirable if it weren't so devious. And they're just like, Democrats eye a new strategy against Trump. It's to call him racist. Oh, breaking new ground, Democrats. What an unexpected and shocking new development in the Democratic playbook. Call Trump racist. Ignore all policies. Cheat in the election. That is their playbook. That's it. It's three pages. And I just covered all of it. So that's your Daily Dispatch. InfoWarsStore.com, of course, is where you go to support us in every way. We will not be here without you. We will not be here without you. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com today to get what you need to improve your life and counteract the poisonous lifestyle that is being built around us. I have so many videos to get to today. And I got to get them. Let's start with this story that we were just covering, this a prisoner exchange. I'll bring up Donald Trump's response to this on Truth Social. Americans freed from Russian prisons under landmark exchange deal land back in the U.S. On Thursday, the U.S. and Russia completed their largest prisoner swap in post-Soviet history. The deal involved 24 people, months of negotiation, and concessions from European nations who released Russians in their custody as part of the exchange. But remember, America is not at war anywhere in the world. Remember, President Biden insists that he is the first president in a very long time to preside over a world in which America is not at war anywhere. However, we are doing prisoner exchanges due to our proxy conflict that we're at war, folks. It's pretty obvious we are very much at war in the traditional sense, just not the technical sense. In other words, they're just openly lying about us being at war. Now, Biden, she's still not doing so great in the old brain realm. He's still a little bit confused, I think. I think he might think that he is still running against President Trump, or maybe the Democrats are just pathologically obsessed with him, Donald Trump. Because when Biden was asked about the prisoner exchange, having to do with Trump, his answer made no sense at all. Just no sense whatsoever. Let's go now to clip number two. Here's Biden being asked about Trump in this prisoner exchange with Russia.
What a gentle soul.
Said repeatedly that he could have gotten the hostages out without giving anything in exchange. What do you say to that? What do you say to President Trump now, former president?
Why didn't he do it as president?
Sir, what is your...
Oh, mic drop moment. Why didn't he do it when he was president? He goes stomping off. Because none of these people were prisoners when he was president. Because we weren't at war with Russia when he was president. Does that answer your question? Why didn't he do it when he was president? Why didn't George Bush do it when he was president? Why didn't Obama do it when he was president? Because of something called temporal permanency. This situation didn't exist at that time. I mean, I get it. I get it. Biden, he's not exactly in this world. He's not of this world. He is not with us in any real sense. His consciousness may be back in 2017, but yeah, we don't know. President Biden claims we're not at war anywhere in the world while U.S. is funding two wars, providing billions of dollars in weapons, and instigating World War III. Because, of course, we are at war. Of course we are. We weren't when Trump was president, which is sort of the point that I think he was making. Evan Gershkovich, Alsu Kermansheva, and Paul Whelan were a part of the deal, which saw 24 people released in the biggest prisoner exchange between Russia and the West since the Cold War. They were welcomed on the tarmac at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland by U.S. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. Wall Street Journal reporter Mr. Gershkovich could be seen hugging his mother, and Miss Kermasheva had an emotional reunion with her husband. The freed Americans lingered on the tarmac in Maryland, soaking up their moment. Gershkovich was held in Russia for almost 500 days, while Paul Whelan was imprisoned in Russia for over 5 years. They took selfies with family members and friends, shared hugs with Mr. Biden and Ms. Harris, patted loved ones on the back, and smothered them with kisses. At one point, Mr. Biden gave Mr. Whelan a flag pin off his own lapel. Either, and I guess this is where we're at with Biden, either a sign of, you know, friendliness and respect, or just sort of an inexplicable action of a man who doesn't know what the hell he's doing. It could be either. No, it could be a very symbolic and meaningful thing, right? He takes the lapel pin off his own jacket and gives it to, you know, the prisoner on his return home. Could be very symbolic, or maybe he just, you know, thinks it's time to get undressed. We don't know. We're not sure. It's like, then he took his necktie off and started unbuttoning his shirt before a White House aide came to his rescue. No, it's all very amazing. It's all very incredible, these problems that they create and then solve. These wars that they start and then have some minor victory in and act like they're heroes. It really is incredible. I'm astonished, truly. I don't know if the crew can find the Trump Truth Social post about this, or if Trump could just get back on X. Either one of those would be great. Really, really having a hard time figuring out why Trump is not back on X. It's very frustrating. Here's his post from Truth Social. So when are they going to release the details of the prisoner swap with Russia? How many people did we get versus them? Are we also paying them in cash? Are they giving us cash? Please withdraw that question, because I'm sure the answer is no. Are we releasing murderers, killers, or thugs? Just curious, because we never make good deals at anything, but especially hostage swaps. Our negotiators are always an embarrassment to us. I got back many hostages and gave the opposing country nothing and never any cash. To do so is a bad precedent for the future. That's why it should be, or this situation will get worse and worse. They are extorting the United States of America. They're calling the trade complex so that nobody can figure out how bad it is. And yeah, he's probably right. He's probably right. So at least two of the three people released had been arrested in 2022. Or rather, the woman was detained in June 2023, accused of spreading false information about the Russian military. Last month, she was sentenced to more than 6 years in prison, but he didn't receive back. The only person that had been there for longer was a former U.S. Marine, Mr. Whelan, who'd been in custody in Russia since he was arrested in a Moscow hotel room on December 28, 2018. Police said they caught him red-handed with a computer memory stick containing lists of Russian secret agents. He was convicted of espionage and sentenced to 16 years in maximum security prison. Mr. Whelan, who also holds British citizenship, has pled not guilty, claiming he was set up by a sting operation that he'd been given the USB drive by somebody else, thinking it only contained holiday photos. He was probably a spy. Knowing only this about the situation, I'm going to say he was probably a spy. I don't know. Maybe he's never heard of Facebook. Maybe that's just how you share holiday photos when you are a multinational citizen. Let's stick with politics for a minute, because Kamala Harris, and I pointed this out yesterday, and I'm seeing more and more people sort of pick up on this, the fact that all of her media, all of her promotion in the last couple of weeks, since she was ordained from on high by a silent coup in the Democratic Party, all of the media has just been her dancing, mostly. Dancing and cackling and being rude, and this apparently makes her qualified to be president of the United States. Again, it is very, very bizarre if you really think about this. It might seem normal now in the political media landscape that is so distorted and bizarre. It doesn't actually, it's like, well, it's a TikTok video. Of course she's going to be dancing. But if you really think about what's happening here, is you have a presidential candidate whose primary pitch is to wiggle about, it's to sort of flail her arms around. That's what they're pitching. Why vote for Kamala? Well, look at her fling her hands in the air. Look at her sort of just shuck and jive. That's why, that's the pitch. That's what she's got going for her. That and embarrassing code switching in front of different audiences. But she actually, and possibly by accident, made an unscripted statement for the first time since she became the front runner of the Democratic Party. Clip number 7, here's Kamala Harris in all of her rhetorical brilliance. Let's watch.
This is just an extraordinary testament to the importance of having a president who understands the power of diplomacy and understands the strength that rests in understanding the significance of diplomacy and strengthening alliances. This is an incredible day.
Looking around for a place to flee at the end there. And of course, the most interesting part of that video is Biden's face the entire time, as he seems utterly confused at what the maid is doing on the tarmac. It's all very pathetic. J.D. Vance went to the southern border to hammer home the actual policy distinctions between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Gave a very powerful speech there at the southern border, visiting it, in fact, before Kamala ever did. Has she ever visited the border? I mean, this was like a big scandal a little while ago because she was a border czar and had never visited the border. Did she ever? Maybe once. Maybe at one point. I don't remember it, though. Here's J.D. Vance hammering Kamala at the border. Clip 18.
President's comments yesterday to the National Association of Black Journalists, where he said that Vice President Harris is, quote, all of a sudden black. As a father of 3 biracial children, did those comments give you pause at all?
They don't give me pause at all. Look, all he said is that Kamala Harris is a chameleon. She goes to Georgia 2 days ago. She was raised in Canada. She puts on a fake southern accent. She is everything to everybody, and she pretends to be somebody different depending on which audience she's in front of. I think it's totally reasonable for the president to call that out, and that's all he did. I mean, look, she's running as a tough-on-crime prosecutor, even though she implemented open-border policy. She's saying that she wants to support the police, yet she wanted to defund the police just 3 years ago. It's totally reasonable to call out the fact that she pretends to be somebody different depending on the audience she's talking to.
All right. That was Vance at the southern border calling out Kamala Harris's malleable personality in front of different audiences. I was going to get to that in a second. Let's go now to clip 18. Here's Vance at the southern border hammering Kamala.
They started their administration. Kamala Harris came into office making promises, and she kept those promises to open the American southern border. They stopped deportations on day one. They stopped construction of the border wall on day one. We see the border wall sitting here, ready to be completed behind us, and that can't happen because of Kamala Harris's administration. They reinstated catch and release, and they stopped remain in Mexico. So all of these asylum claimants who come to our border, they can now get released into our country because they're not forced to stay in Mexico while we adjudicate their asylum claims. And we have to remember that as terrible and idiotic as these policies were, they cause real human beings to suffer. A lot of you know my story, and I have been a little kid waiting at the bedside of his mother, angry that his mom took something that she shouldn't have taken, but praying to God, please, Jesus, let her wake up. And the unfortunate truth is because of the poison that Kamala Harris has let come into this country, there are a lot of those prayers that won't be answered. There are a lot of parents that won't wake up because when you take fentanyl, you don't wake up. It takes your life. So there are a lot of kids out there who have been deprived of second chances with their moms and dads. There are a lot of moms and dads out there who will never see their kids walk down the aisle because of what Kamala Harris has unleashed at this border.
Yeah, so very powerful condemnation of Kamala Harris and her role as border czar, which has been so bad that the liberal media has pretended that it didn't exist. That's how you really know how they know the truth about what's going on. They know how bad the border is. They know what a big failure Kamala Harris has been. It's so big that they think the most viable tactic to deal with her record is to pretend it doesn't exist, which is absurd, which is crazy because she clearly was the borders. This is just a historical fact. She was the border czar. They all reported on it. Biden said it in the official press releases. So think about the absurdity of that claim and how that is the only viable way that they see to deal with her record at the border is to pretend it doesn't exist. Totally nuts. But of course, the Democrats are desperate to not make this contest about anything other than racial identity and her being a woman because she has no record. The record that she does have is abysmal in every respect. And if they can't convince their collectivist minions to vote for her on the basis of her immutable characteristics, they don't have a snowball's chance in hell of winning this race. And believe it or not, they're actually trying to frame this as a response to an attack by Donald Trump. And of course you believe it because it's the same thing that's happened over and over and over again. Again, the story from Politico. He wants to take us back. Democrats' I knew strategy against Trump's attacks on Harris. We're just in a situation where I don't know what's wrong with Democrats. I don't know what they could possibly say that would be a bridge too far for their supporters. How they can possibly frame what's happening right now as if like it's Trump that's making things racial and they're just responding. I mean, what the hell, you guys?
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Winter isn't coming. Winter is here. And while the sun isn't helping us produce as much vitamin D, do yourself a favor and try InfoWars Life Winter Sun Plus. Winter Sun Plus is a powerful vitamin D-based formula bringing you straight vitamin D3 free of toxic chemicals, allergens, preservatives, artificial colors, and GMOs. Our vitamin D3 formula supports the body's natural immune system, promotes calcium absorption for healthy bones and teeth, and helps sustain healthy tissue and systems of the body. In addition to the vitamin D, Winter Sun Plus includes vitamin K and E to enhance the formula and provide you with even more whole body support. And all these vitamins are presented in a way that is both delicious and easy to absorb. When the winters come, they come cold. So weather the storm and supplement with Winter Sun Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections, masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com. My fellow patriots, we have a brand new badass t-shirt design, and this is the first of many. The brand new Never Surrender limited edition Trump fist pump shirt. On the back, it has the iconic InfoWars phrase, the answer to 1984 is 1776. So it's InfoWars, a pro-America, pro-Trump shirt. We teamed up with the American Apparel Company, one of the top in the country, which makes shirts for some of the top talk show hosts. I'll leave it at that. They came in at the perfect moment to help fund InfoWars and get you some badass patriotic t-shirts in the process. There are a lot of great shirts out there, but this is right up there at the top, one of the best, and it funds the InfoWar. So what are you waiting for? You can get the shirt at holdtheline.com right now and get 10% off with promo code Alex. That's holdtheline.com, promo code Alex for 10% off. Go to holdtheline.com to secure this limited edition shirt. Get an additional 10% off with promo code Alex. I thank you for your support. Now take action. This is the fight for the Republic and InfoWar and Donald Trump of tip the spear. We will never surrender. Fight, fight, fight.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Former president's comments yesterday to the National Association of Black Journalists, where he said that Vice President Harris is, quote, all of a sudden black. As a father of 3 biracial children, did those comments give you pause at all?
They don't give me pause at all. Look, all he said is that Kamala Harris is a chameleon. She goes to Georgia 2 days ago. She was raised in Canada. She puts on a fake Southern accent. She is everything to everybody, and she pretends to be somebody different depending on which audience she's in front of. I think it's totally reasonable for the president to call that out, and that's all he did. I mean, look, she's running as a tough-on-crime prosecutor, even though she implemented open-border policies. She's saying that she wants to support the police, yet she wanted to defund the police just 3 years ago. It's totally reasonable to call out the fact that she pretends to be somebody different depending on the audience she's talking to.
And that is, of course, the point. And I wonder, I mean, how should Trump react to any of this? I mean, obviously, the racial aspects of this election are a core principle of the Democrat strategy. Basically, the first thing that happened when Kamala Harris was chosen by Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Obama and whatever other shadowy figures decided she would be a good puppet for them, The first thing that happened was Black Women for Kamala. Black women coming together to support a black woman. How should Trump respond to Democrats making race a central pillar of their campaign? To ignore it completely? To not point out the fallaciousness, the falsity of their claims, even about her own racial identity? When he's asked a direct question about this, is there a way to possibly answer it that doesn't open the door for these types of attacks by the Democrats? Of course not. Of course not. They make race the central part of their campaign, and no matter how Trump responds to it, they frame it as an attack and claim that it was Trump who initiated this whole controversy. Taking us right back to their tried and true tactic of just making everything suck for everyone. They say it didn't take long for former President Donald Trump to return to his well-worn playbook of resorting to attacks based on race and gender. Again, I mean, just really, really, we got to go through this again. We got to do this all over again. Again, 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 again. I said it yesterday, I'll say it again. The minute Donald Trump said only Rosie O'Donnell, that should have been the last time this tactic was attempted. It doesn't make sense on the face of it. Donald Trump's primary enemies have always been white dudes, right? Think about some of his most famous insults against people. He's called him Rand Paul ugly. He's saying Ted Cruz is the Zodiac killer. Joe Biden, Bill Clinton. I mean, just what are we doing here? What are we doing? Like, how can we get over this as a country? How can we stop people being so easily manipulatable? For your own good, you should not fall for this. It is so obvious. But regardless, this is just how it works now. If they're a woman, if they're not white, if they're anything other than a white Christian man, you cannot insult them. You cannot talk about them negatively. You cannot suggest they're unqualified for a job, even if you are competing against that person in a contest of who's more qualified than in the job. You can't say anything. You can't say anything about their race, even when they make it a central pillar of their entire campaign. You can't say anything about their gender, despite the fact that the majority of people I've seen trying to pitch Kamala, their argument is the Jeff Bridges yesterday. How cool would it be to have a woman president? You guys, a woman president. What? It's like. So we're supposed to simultaneously think that people that aren't white men are just as capable and able to do the job as a white man, but can't handle being insulted, can't handle being attacked, can't handle having an unkind word to say about them. It's either or. Either these people are just human beings and you can treat them like every other human being, or they're like children that need to be protected and coddled and shielded from mean words. You can't have both. Again, it's like draining for me to have to cover this over and over. Democrats assert that the lessons learned from Trump's campaign 8 years ago guide their strategy now. Respond aggressively, use his attacks to bolster the campaign's message, and don't let them distract from the issues. The only campaign talking about the issues right now is Donald Trump. J.D. Vance is on the border talking about Kamala's border failure. Donald Trump is talking about peace with Russia, peace in Ukraine. all they do is talk about the issues. The DEI campaign, which is what it is. Again, I guess I need to pull in the videos. I guess I need to pull in the official White House documents. Now, Joe Biden saying, I wanted to put diversity, equity, and inclusion first and foremost in my campaign, which is why I picked Kamala as vice president. That's what he said. So they can say these things. They put these things in the forefront. Then if you point them out, then you read this article and it's like the image that you're left with is these you know, poor, innocent, diverse Democrats just trying to do the work of the country, just trying to make life better for everybody. And standing in their way are these bigots who are just there to jeer and mock them for their race and ethnicity. And so they're having to combat this. They're strategizing on how do we just be good people and not succumb to these attacks. It's like it is so just utterly illusionary, false, ridiculous. That thinking guided their response to Trump's interview at the National Association of Black Journalists Conference in Chicago on Wednesday, where he questioned Vice President Kamala Harris's black ancestry and suggested she was chosen for the job only as a DEI hire. She was. Let's go now to clip number 8, where apparently Mindy Kaling, the maybe most despised woman in Hollywood at this moment because of her Velma series, which itself is just it's just full of hate. It's just a hateful, like anti-white. It's just all, she's a terrible person. So here's two of the most terrible people in America talking about how they're both Indian. Let's watch.
Okay, so what we're going to cook today is an Indian recipe.
Yes.
Because you are Indian.
Yes.
Okay, and I don't know that everybody knows that, but I find that wherever I go and I see Indian people at the supermarket, on the street, everyone's like, you know, Kamala Harris is Indian, right? It's like our thing we're so excited about to have you running for president.
Yeah.
So we're both Indian, but actually we're both South Indian.
Yes. You look like the entire one half of my family.
Okay, thank you.
You do.
I've been telling people we're related already, so this is perfect. It's basically true. And so were you raised eating South Indian food?
South Indian food.
Yeah, Mindy is literally blacker than Kamala. Quite literally. Yeah, of course she's Indian. And of course she's black. And of course that's why you should vote for her. But how dare you bring it up, Donald Trump? It's this type of stuff that, thank God, is driving some people away from the Democratic Party. I'll show you a powerful example of that on the other side. We're going to stick with American politics here.
My fellow patriots, we have a brand new badass t-shirt design, and this is the first of many. The brand new Never Surrender limited edition Trump fist pump shirt. On the back, it has the iconic InfoWars phrase, the answer to 1984 is 1776. So it's an InfoWars, a pro-America, pro-Trump shirt. We teamed up with the American Apparel Company, one of the top in the country, which makes shirts for some of the top talk show hosts. I'll leave it at that. They came in at the perfect moment to help fund InfoWars and get you some badass patriotic t-shirts in the process. There are a lot of great shirts out there, but this is right up there at the top, one of the best, and it funds the InfoWar. So what are you waiting for? You can get the shirt at holdtheline.com right now and get 10% off with promo code Alex. That's holdtheline.com, promo code Alex for 10% off. Go to holdtheline.com to secure this limited edition shirt. Get an additional 10% off with promo code Alex. I thank you for your support. Now take action. This is the fight for the Republic and InfoWars and Donald Trump up to the spear. We will never surrender. Fight, fight, fight.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man, but I'm not just a man, just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. And that's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight, and I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer, but I can't fight this fight without you. That's why I want you always to remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest, from the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. We keep talking about domestic politics here for a minute. And again, the chaos that has been wrought in the, on the Democratic side of the aisle by their seemingly arbitrary and malleable racial designations. And I've already explained this throughout this week, but it is very simple. They have nothing to run on for Kamala Harris. And if she's not black, is only pretending to be black, well, they're not going to vote for her. I'm not kidding. We've shown more videos like this, but they keep coming out. Clip number 5. Here's Democrats being asked about Kamala Harris's accomplishments rather than her identity. Let's watch.
Attorney General in California, and she was the senator from California. I really don't know much of what she did.
I'm not sure I know enough about her accomplishments to answer that question.
The way that she carries herself.
She was Attorney General of her state. She moved up to becoming, the Vice President of the United States. So she has definitely made her stamp in history of being the first African-American female vice president, and soon to be first vice president as a woman of color.
Okay. This country wants substance and solutions, not sugary identity politics.
Yeah, I wish. I wish that was the case. But no, they really don't want substance. They really actually don't care about substance. If they did, we wouldn't be in this mess. They might as well be running a stuffed animal at this point. And everybody's arguing how soft its fur is, right? It's like, what even is this? They might as well be running a cartoon character. And we're all arguing, whether or not it's hand-drawn or computer-animated. It's like, So this has nothing to do with what the contest is supposed to be. And we'll get into the comments about childish cat ladies, childless cat ladies, in a second. The good news about this, even if it's a silver lining to a massive cloud, even if this isn't exactly representative of the overall Democratic populace, the tens of millions of people that seem happy to swallow the lies, there are some more intelligent Democrats that are finally pushing back on the absurdity of their entire party at this point. There's a very powerful post on X by David Marcus. I kind of just want to read the whole thing. And again, the most amazing thing about this is how obvious it is. Everything he's pointing out. The terrifying thing is that this guy is unique in that he is able to wield the mental fortitude to break away from his cult-like party. That's what he's describing here. Let's just read it, shall we? He says, I am crossing the Rubicon and backing the Republican Party and President Trump. Many, including a former version of myself, get trapped in a mental framework that becomes their identity and prevents them from radically evolving their thinking with new facts and information. He's describing a cult, folks. I finally broke free from it. My journey has been a gradual political 180 from where I stood in every previous election. It has been an eye-opening process of disenchantment, zero-basing lifelong beliefs, and rebuilding from there. In 2017, a good friend enlisted me to pitch the DNC to raise $100 million from Silicon Valley founders and executives. The aim was to use these funds and know-how to build a CRM, that's like a customer management tool, and tech platform to prevent a repeat of Hillary Clinton's inadequate, outdated 2016 campaign. We met with DNC leadership who told us we could raise that money, but it would have to go to the general fund. A single-digit percentage would then be allocated to tech. In the wake of one of their most shocking failures, they didn't want the help. The next series of realizations began in 2019 when I was at Meta. Right after we announced the Libra white paper, I testified before the Senate and House and subsequently spent significant time in D.C. engaging with lawmakers, cabinet members, regulators, and two White House administrations. At the time, I still believed the mainstream idea that Democrats were all about serving the people. However, I was shocked to learn, for the most part, Republicans cared more deeply about their constituents, while Democrats, in my experience, cared more about government power and control. This is my observation on balance, with many stories to back it up. I also found that more Republicans wanted to understand our project's goals and took the time to learn about the risks of censoring payments and controlling the network. I found myself remarkably aligned with them. Then COVID came, revealing more. While I don't subscribe to the most malicious vaccine conspiracy theories, I do take offense at the censorship machine put in place to hide the origins of the virus from the NIH-funded Wuhan lab and all dissenting voices on vaccinations and lockdowns. At that time, I fully appreciated why Republicans value freedom of speech and preventing censorship. The trend of spinning and manufacturing a parallel reality to serve the dim agenda, solidified by complicit mainstream media, hit home with the Hunter Biden laptop story, the coordinated vilification of President Trump and his followers, and President Biden's cognitive decline, depriving voters of a voice in a proper primary. These examples displayed the hubris of the current dim leadership. You must think the American people are fools to believe the spin on these issues. I despise this elite versus general population ideology viscerally. This version of the Democratic Party is sidelining moderates and centrists who has adopted an increasingly leftist ideology. Party is sidelining this drift to the left has dictated policies from which I find myself estranged. On the domestic front, there's been a total departure from the core American value system of meritocracy, an extreme and weaponized DEI agenda, an open door to massive illegal immigration, and a once fringe narrative now mainstream within the party of vilifying success. This shift is also causing us to fall behind due to an anti-innovation regulatory climate, notably on crypto and soon AI, two nonlinear technology breakthroughs that will likely determine tomorrow's leading countries. On foreign policy, the administration is exacerbating tensions with Russia through an aggressive NATO expansion narrative focused on Ukraine and prolonging an unwinnable war. This is costing American taxpayers hundreds of billions of dollars, the world hundreds of thousands of lives, depleting U.S. military arsenals and risking World War III. I mean, it's like, how bad does it have to get? How many things can you point to? It's everything constantly from these people. This is the thing. It's like, great, dude, you finally woke up to this. Do you think any of this is new by any measure? It's like, great. Great. You realized. You finally realized the sky is blue. But you got it. It's like this is just the first step. All of this stuff is obvious. All of this stuff is readily apparent to anybody. You don't even need to do your own research. You don't need to, you know, go find alternative sources. If you have a modicum of intelligence and an ounce of skepticism, you can watch the mainstream media and learn all of this. It's all obvious. This is what I don't understand. When you watch a broadcast of a series of questions, we've got Democrats and Republicans going back and forth, questioning somebody about anything, doesn't matter, about censoring the internet, about Secret Service, about whatever. All the Democrats have, all they ever push, is empty virtue signaling crap. And the Republicans, all they talk about are principles. It's frustrating at a certain point how much Republicans care about principles. Like, it can be inhibitive to achieving things a lot of times. But that's all they talk. They talk about free speech. They talk about rights. They talk about the Constitution. They talk about getting people back to work and prosperity. You don't even need somebody to tell you this. All you need is to not fall for the lies. So simple. It's absurdly simple. So let's keep going. On Iran, the administration is continuing a misguided Obama-era plan to bring Iran closer to the West by unfreezing Trump-era sanctions, thus giving the mullah's regimes the ability to fund terrorism and pursue its anti-American, anti-Israel, anti-Jewish agenda. The withdrawal from Afghanistan also handled disastrously. We're leaving the door open to China to invade Taiwan by coming across as weak. More importantly to me, concerning Israel, the administration is enabling Iran to fund Hamas and Hezbollah, restraining Israel in its fight against its enemies, thus prolonging another conflict, which is costing more lives on both sides and allowing unprecedented levels of anti-Semitism to rise at home. And that, of course, is the real point of basically all of this, right? None of this stuff is new by any means. All of this stuff has been obvious to anybody paying attention since at least 2016. When these lies, when the pushing of DEI and the death of meritocracy, all that stuff. It's the Israel stuff that finally got this guy to actually make the change. He was fine with all of this until it came to Israel. That's what's happening right now, and that's why now is the time that he's switching over. Which is sad and pathetic also, but whatever, dude, whatever gets you on the right side, we could save this country.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide. Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products, for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
This post from, was it David Marcus? It's in a powerful way. He says, it's impossible to close this post without mentioning President Trump's recent assassination attempt. The courage and resolve he displayed seconds after being hit by a bullet was awe-inspiring for his followers and detractors alike. This was a man, however imperfect, who at that moment incarnated the American spirit in the most vivid way, starting to bring a split nation together. Some claim that reelecting President Trump will bring our democracy to its knees. However, the alternative, having unelected individuals with this much power and no accountability run our government, coupled with 4 more years of bad policies at home and abroad, might present a more significant threat. Neither will likely change in the Harris administration and could potentially worsen. In this pivotal moment, confronted with the choices we have, I am endorsing and supporting a return to a Republican administration in 2025. And of course, it's great. Wonderful. Yeah, fantastic. Welcome to the team. It's about time. It's about damn time. I wish more people could wake up to this. And again, maybe in that regard, I shouldn't be as critical. But then again, the entire Republican strategy has been big tent, open arms for the last several decades. And the response is a little spit in our face. And so maybe a change of strategy, maybe a little bit of humiliation and mockery will go a long way. Who's to say? Ian Carroll, friend of the show, master researcher, is also taking this message to the Democrats. Clip number 3. Here's his message to the party to which he himself recently belonged. Let's watch.
The Democratic Party is currently the CIA party, okay? If you aren't aware of this, open your eyes. I am from there. I am one of you guys. And clearly, it has been co-opted. I was once a liberal and I was once a Democrat. And we used to believe in anti-war, you know, duh. Anti-big corporations, duh, you know, regulate the big corporations like big pharma, like big agriculture, like the military-industrial complex and the banking sector. You know, we used to believe in holding the powerful accountable, in freedom of speech, because that is essential to journalism. And somehow, a whole bunch of people have been tricked into thinking that the Democratic Party now stands for war at all costs. Otherwise, you're going to kill democracy. Don't question Pfizer or any big corporation because they have your best interest in mind as they pay for your advertising on your news stations. Don't hold anyone accountable, least of all the banks post 2008 as Obama comes in and bails them all out. The fuck happened to the Democratic Party? It's about time we go back and take back the left. Not even to mention that, like, now suddenly you can be pregnant and a man. It's like, science? We'll just edit science. Let me remind you that science is built on questions. The whole foundation of science is that anything scientific is replicable, as in, if it's true, you can replicate that experiment and you'll get the same result. And it's only through asking questions, forming hypotheses, and testing those hypotheses that we know what's real. And anyone can read science, anyone can understand science, and anyone can practice science. And if you're not supposed to question the science, that's not science. That's dogma. That's corporate propaganda. That is totalitarian shoved down your throat so hard you can't breathe. And I don't mean like I took a load of fentanyl and I'm about to die, can't breathe. I mean, like, open your f-ing eyes, guys.
Yeah, it's powerful stuff, and it's why Despite people always telling me not to, why I bring up the fact that I don't know if I consider myself liberal. I was definitely against the Republicans when they were the ones bombing the crap out of Middle East countries for no discernible reason. My position hasn't changed. Parties have switched in many cases.
My fellow patriots, we have a brand new badass t-shirt design, and this is the first of many. The brand new Never Surrender limited edition Trump fist pump shirt. On the back, it has the iconic InfoWars phrase, the answer to 1984 is 1776. So it's InfoWars, a pro-America, pro-Trump shirt. We teamed up with the American Apparel Company, one of the top in the country, which makes shirts for some of the top talk show hosts. I'll leave it at that. They came in at the perfect moment to help fund InfoWars and get you some badass patriotic t-shirts in the process. There are a lot of great shirts out there, but this is right up there at the top, one of the best, and it funds the InfoWar. So what are you waiting for? You can get the shirt at holdtheline.com right now and get 10% off with promo code Alex. That's holdtheline.com, promo code Alex for 10% off. Go to holdtheline.com to secure this limited edition shirt. Get an additional 10% off with promo code Alex. I thank you for your support. Now take action. This is the fight for the Republic and InfoWars and Donald Trump of Tip the Spear. We will never surrender. Fight, fight, fight.
It's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks.
I want to move on, but I need to stick with U.S. politics for a little bit. I wish the two-party duopoly didn't exist. I understand perfectly well that Republicans are not perfect by any stretch of the imagination. And the powers that be simply use one side or the other to achieve their goals. So, I mean, the dichotomy is false in certain respects. But in other ways, it is obviously real. And as we read through this post by David Marcus, while he points out a bunch of very good and very adequately describes the reality between the Democrats and the Republicans, it's still sort of surface level. It's sort of begs some questions that aren't being answered in this. And this is what I really don't know how to convey to people. Because it's the type of thing where if I try to explain it, it sounds crazy. But if you just think about it yourself, you have to come to the same conclusion I do. In other words, I get that it sounds like a big, crazy, tinfoil hat conspiracy theory to say they're all in on it, that all of this is carefully orchestrated, that it's not just the politicians, it's the media, it's the experts, it's the scientists, it's the pharmaceutical companies, it's the corporations, it's the international bodies, it's the courts, it sounds crazy. It sounds like too big to believe. But what other conclusion can you come to? So this guy says he goes to Washington, D.C. to interact with lawmakers, and he's shocked to discover that the Republicans are interested, that they care, that they're smart, that they want to know the intricacies of the bill, that they actually are considering whether or not what's in the bill is good for their constituencies, whereas the Democrats only care about power. Now, this is shocking to him. Why is it shocking to him? Because the media presents the exact opposite. Why does the media present the exact opposite? Right? That has to be the next question. Is why didn't I know this before? I can't be the only one to see this. How is it that I needed personal interaction with these people to get an idea of what they were like? Because not only does the media not cover it adequately, it covers it the exact opposite. Why is it that while the Democrats are the power-hungry, devious, irresponsible party, Why are they constantly portrayed in the media as the caring, loving, selfless party, while the Republicans, who are caring and seemingly selfless and responsible with their power, why is everything they do characterized as some sort of power play, as some sort of devious attack? Why is there always the insinuation of some sort of ulterior motive behind the scenes? Because you're really only left with, well, with the personal experience, you're only left with one conclusion. It's that it's done on purpose by the media, who's lying on purpose, who knows fully well that they are hurting the people that are trying to do good and empowering the people that are obsessed with control and power and don't actually care about the people. The only other option would be somehow the media was being tricked by these people. But that's kind of ridiculous, isn't it? So you have to ask, why is the Democrats are bad and the Republicans are good, but the media is always telling me the Democrats are good and the Republicans are bad, which means the media is bad because they're doing it knowingly. And not just one channel on the media, not just a far leftist, socialist, clearly politically, ideologically motivated coverage, but CNN and ABC and NBC and Meet the Press, PBS, and all of them are spinning the same lie. Like we said a million times, not only do you need a reason to lie, you don't need a reason to tell the truth, right? Every lie has a purpose. The truth is just the truth. In the same way, two people telling the truth don't need to coordinate with one another. If you ask me what color the sky is and I say blue, and you ask Owen Troyer what color the sky is and he says blue, we didn't need to coordinate that. We didn't need to discuss that beforehand. We both answered honestly, so the answer is the same. If you ask me what color the sky is and I say red, and ask Owen and he says red, we probably talked about it. We probably are coordinating somehow. So when you have the entire media superstructure lying in a coordinated fashion, well, doesn't that spark a few more questions? When you understand the truth, it allows you to see the lie. When you understand these people are lying, the question should come naturally. What purpose are they lying? For what purpose are they lying? Because there has to be a reason to lie. And who is dictating these lies? How are they on the same page with these lies without coordination? That doesn't happen. And he says things like, you know, then COVID came, revealing more. While I don't subscribe to the most malicious vaccine conspiracy theories, I do take offense at the censorship machine put in place to hide the origins of the virus from the NIH-funded Wuhan lab and all dissenting voices on vaccinations and lockdowns. Okay, so let's think about that a little bit. Let's dig into that revelation that we've had. You say you don't subscribe to the craziest vaccine theories, but what you just laid out as something that you do believe is the fact that the American government bioengineered a novel virus, allowed it to be released on purpose, whether by accident or on purpose, then pretended not to know, censored that information, wrote scientific articles spreading false information to cover up their complicity in the creation and release of this virus, hampering any attempts to mitigate or defeat the virus, censored people from the internet. You had big tech involved. You had the FBI involved. You had federal police forces, and they tried to start the Disinformation Governance Board on the basis of this type of, quote, misinformation. This is not some small thing. It's like, well, I believe this about the lab, but not that crazy conspiracy. No, the lab is a crazy conspiracy theory. The lab leak origin of the virus. You're talking about bioweapon engineering, releasing on an innocent populace, massive coordinated censorship between the mainstream and big tech alternative media. You're talking creation of ministries of truth and disinformation boards specifically to clamp down and crush the truth tellers in support of the people who are knowingly lying to you. So once again, it's not like it was a mistake. It's not like they didn't know where it came from and were trying to do their best and tell the truth. They knew full well it came from the lab, which means they knew exactly what the virus is, exactly where it came from, exactly how deadly it is, which means that the lockdowns and the vaccinations that were, at this point, everybody acknowledges, totally unnecessary, totally ineffective, totally dangerous, and actually hugely damaging in a variety of different ways, economically, mentally, spiritually, just with the fabric of our nation, the supply chain shutdown. All of that was predicated on the idea that this was a mysterious virus that could very well have a death rate of 90%, and we got to make these incredible precautions just out of, you know, an overabundance of caution so we don't, you know, because if we don't treat this seriously and it's really bad, then, you know, everybody will die. They knew all of that was false because they knew everything about the virus because they created it by hand. So, well, I don't subscribe to the big vaccine conspiracy. No, this is, I mean, what is the barrier? So you'll believe that the entire mainstream media apparatus will coordinate to hide the origin of a virus for which they are shutting down the entire economy. You will believe that the scientific community, in a conspiracy, by the definition of the word, will secretly conspire together to push false scientific information on a matter of life and death in order to push policy that is hugely damaging, kills God knows how many people. How many cancer screenings were missed because of the lockdowns? How many years of children's education was destroyed because of the lockdowns? What is the knock-on effect, the down-the-road effect of what was done to defeat this mysterious virus? And how much of that only came about because they lied about the origin of it, lied about where it came from. They lied about it coming from China. They said it didn't even come from China. If the first thing that had happened had been the Wuhan Institute of Virology and NIH and Peter Daszak and Anthony Fauci, if the first thing that happened before it ever left China is they came out and said, the virus is this. It was created here. We have to isolate, you know, this area of the world. We have to not, you know, we have to cancel all travel from China. We have to have screening at our airports and ports. The virus is this. It mostly affects the elderly and the infirm. So we have to take precautions to protect them. But children are largely immune or it doesn't affect them severely. So they can keep going to school. The economy can continue to operate. We don't need to lock down because this is a simple respiratory virus with a 99% survival rate plus. If that had been if they had told the truth from the beginning, the devastation of the lockdowns, the devastation of the vaccines, the families that were torn apart, the grandparents that died alone, separated from their family by a plexiglass pane. It's impossible to even quantify the amount of suffering and death and misery and chaos and theft. And what about the trillions of dollars siphoned wholesale from the middle class into the coffers of the billionaires by the shutting down of small businesses? What about the unbelievably massive amount of theft that took place for the PPC loans or whatever they were called? Where hundreds of billions of dollars were stolen by American citizens. We haven't even covered that very much, but it's been unveiled now. I mean, basically they set up a system to where you could, you know, file a fake business and just receive tens of thousands of dollars in loans that you didn't qualify for and shouldn't have been given to you. And the response of all of this has been just to write off all the loans, just completely wipe them off the tablet. So the theft and the crime and the suffering and the misery and the lost education, all of that was predicated on the vaccine being of mysterious origin. a line that they're still pushing to this day, by the way. They still refuse to acknowledge the lab leak. So with all of that in mind, with everything I just laid out, all of the damage that they caused, but it's a bridge too far to think the vaccine might not be what they say it is, right? All the people that lied to you continuously and murdered your family members, withheld ivermectin, withheld hydroxychloroquine, and got doctors fired and stripped of their license, and got news channels kicked off the internet. But they would never release a vaccine that wasn't totally safe and reliable, right? This, again, is why I'm frustrated, why I feel like I need to spend more time on this. It's like, it's obvious. If you're willing to go this far to recognize that the virus came from the Wuhan lab and an NIH-funded program, and that it was, the reality was censored, and that the truth was known but disguised and obfuscated by people in power, if you're willing to acknowledge that, you got to follow it to its inevitable conclusion. You have to keep that chain of questioning going. You have to acknowledge how evil, despicable, how willing to injure humanity these people are. So this really is just the beginning of all this. Same thing with the Hunter Biden story. That's the one that he covers next. And, you know, again, I like how he phrases things, which is why I wanted to read this. And this last part about the, you know, virus stuff. At that time, I fully appreciated why Republicans value freedom of speech and preventing censorship. This trend of spinning and manufacturing a parallel reality to serve the dim agenda, solidified by complicit mainstream media, hit home with the Hunter Biden laptop story, the coordinated vilification of President Trump and his followers, and President Biden's cognitive decline, depriving voters of a proper voice, a voice in a proper primary. Again, it's not just a few bad apples, like making some questionable decisions in the pursuit of an ultimate good. That's sort of the vibe I'm getting from this. It is a wholesale, total deception world they're creating. A paradigm of absolute lies from every angle, constantly. As he puts it, manufacturing a parallel reality to serve the dim agenda. But you know they're instituting speech controls at the federal level. You know they're combining this with the digital ID and the central bank digital coin. You know that this parallel reality is not just some convenient lie to cover up some particular political outcome to gain votes. It's not as simple as that. Or maybe it's not as complicated as that. Maybe it's more simple than that. These people are trying to, and are successfully at this point, establishing a false reality from which there is no escape, from which you will be forced to believe their lies and pretend to. So this is, I like, recognize this post for what it is. It is a person escaping from a cult, but in a way still not acknowledging the extreme excesses of the cult. So this is why I have a hard time like taking this too seriously. It's like somebody coming out and going, you know, I really started to question things when half of our congregation killed themselves in a suicide ceremony and the UFO didn't come. It's like, yeah, dude, that was all a lie. What the hell are you talking about? But like, he still thinks there's a UFO. He just thinks it didn't come. Like, you know, like, like, well, I mean, you know, I thought it was ridiculous that they killed themselves and didn't go to the UFO. Like, I'm not going to go so far as to say the UFO doesn't exist. It's like, no, you got to break fully out. You got to fully just understand. It's very simple. The cult created a false reality to deceive and destroy its cult members. Now you're out of it. It's time to recognize fully what we're dealing with here. It's not, you know, people look at the transgender stuff and they think, why is this happening? Why is this happening? Well, a variety of different reasons, but at its core, it is a total 100% disconnect from reality itself, nature itself, the world itself. They're destroying the food systems. They're destroying the air that we breathe. They're destroying the seas and the fish. They're destroying your relationship with one another. They're destroying motherhood and fatherhood. They're destroying families. They're destroying children. They're destroying the basic sex binary that all of nature exists in. They don't just want your vote. They want your soul. They want to create a false reality that isn't just about the exact origin of a particular virus. It's about you not knowing which way is up in surrendering to the lies, in that you don't have to believe them logically, but you have to perpetuate them with your every action and word. When he talks about a total departure from the core American value system of meritocracy, an extreme and weaponized DEI agenda, an open door to massive illegal immigration, and a once fringe narrative now mainstream within the party of vilifying success. Think about the implications of every single one of these. If it's not a meritocracy, it's a scam. It's an abuse. The DEI agenda is, by definition, extreme and weaponized. It is a weapon. That's what kind of makes me a little bit suspicious of this, or a little bit, you know, less celebratory than otherwise. Like, I celebrate when people fully wake up. When, you know, people go, people like Elle, right? She always talks about it. Or myself, where it's like, yeah, I used to be a liberal, and then I realized, oh, wait, all of this is fake. These people are evil, anti-human, globalist scumbags that are trying to kill everyone. Like, once you get to that point, it's like, all right, cool, now we're on the same team. But if you're sitting there going, DEI is a little bit extreme, it's like, no. DEI is a scam. It's a lie. It's a thinly disguised campaign of genocide against the native population of a country, by actively disincentivizing companies to hire your native population and to outsource that. And it's not about money. It's about the destruction of your country. The illegal immigration. It's not about how massive it is. It's about the fact that they are destroying the concept of a nation itself. Again, we'll move on, but just wanted to elaborate a little bit on the situation that we're in, how thoroughly screwed up the entire system is at this point, and that awakening to one of these things should, like a row of dominoes, lead you to the ultimate conclusion. You can't think that COVID came from a lab and not recognize the existential threat media political landscape represents to humanity. You gotta follow the trail where it leads.
My fellow patriots, we have a brand new badass t-shirt design, and this is the first of many. The brand new Never Surrender limited edition Trump fist pump shirt. On the back, it has the iconic InfoWars phrase, the answer to 1984 is 1776. So it's InfoWars, a pro-America, pro-Trump shirt. We teamed up with the American Apparel Company, one of the top in the country, which makes shirts for some of the top talk show hosts. I'll leave it at that. They came in at the perfect moment to help fund InfoWars and get you some badass patriotic t-shirts in the process. There are a lot of great shirts out there.
there, but this is right up there at the top, one of the best, and it funds the InfoWar. So what are you waiting for? You can get the shirt at HoldTheLine.com right now and get 10% off with promo code Alex. That's HoldTheLine.com, promo code Alex for 10% off. Go to HoldTheLine.com to secure this limited edition shirt. Get an additional 10% off with promo code Alex. I thank you for your support. Now take action. This is the fight for the Republic and InfoWars and Donald Trump up to the spear. We will never surrender. Fight, fight, fight. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. There are a lot of amazing green drinks out there, and the amount of evidence is just massive of how good they are for our whole bodies, but especially our guts. Our immune systems, our vitality, it's so important. But not all of them are made equal. I couldn't operate in the last 10 years without my morning green drink. And I'm telling you, folks, when I started trying this product just about 6 months ago, it was game-changing. It was so much more powerful than any of the products I'd used before. Optimal Human is hands down the best concentrated green drink out there on the market, and we're so excited to be partnering with them to bring it to you discounted with 25% off when you follow this particular link. And it's so simple. You go to optimalhuman.com/Alex. For yourself and your family, I hope you try Optimal Human now by going to optimalhuman.com/Alex and supporting the InfoWar.
InfoWars is listener-supported, and we appreciate your donations. But buy a product and support your health, too. Nitric oxide is an important chemical messenger in the body. It promotes blood flow, and it helps nerve cells communicate with one another. But over time, our bodies produce less of it. Full of amino acids to produce nitric oxide, Nitric Boost helps raise the amount of nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide is needed for strength, cardiovascular function, and healthy neurotransmission. It helps to improve blood flow, which helps improve overall immunity. Get some today, now 40% off. Support your health and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Before we move on, let me just go, there's a little bit more, but let me go to this video. I think it's Charlie Kirk and James Lindsay, if I'm not mistaken. I get James Lindsay and Chris Rufo confused. I don't actually know which one is which. I think this is Lindsay. But he's explaining why Kamala Harris is not just a silly person. That she actually is a very dangerous threat to democracy. Let's go now to clip number 13.
Vice President Harris will say repeatedly, what is the quote? The quote is that we can see what can be unburdened by what has been. Is that word salad or Marxism? It's Marxism. That is, in fact, not at all word salad. It is a Marxist. As I said on Twitter the other day and got mocked relentlessly by the media for this, I said it's a Marxist incantation, as a matter of fact. It's like a spell. So you can see the possibility of a world that's unburdened from its own history, which is exactly what Mao Zedong did when he launched the campaign of Smash the Four Olds, the four old characteristics of Chinese society. They were going to make a new China that was going to be unburdened by what had been in the past of China. This is what the Soviets, the Bolsheviks, did when they took over power in Russia, is that they were going to make the new Russia. They're going to make the new man, as a matter of fact. People could become unburdened by what has been so that they could see what could possibly be in the terms of a socialist utopia. So, Madam Vice President, when she says that, I assume, given that her father was a Marxist and a professor, I assume she knows what she's saying, and I don't buy her idiot Valley speak shtick one bit. I think she's far more smart and far more savvy than conservatives have given her credit for, and she is an outright Marxist. It is very, very clear in her language, and that's what the Democrats want to nominate for president right now, which is kind of horrifying.
Kind of horrifying indeed. Now, the question is, if Kamala Harris is such a political failure, if she's so deeply unlikable, if she is an open communist with views at odds with the average Democrat, if she is directly responsible for the border crisis, now is ruining the lives of Democratic voters across the country, then why are people still supporting her? What is all of the media attention about? It's not actually that complicated. They're being paid. Let's go now to clip number 9, where you have a little expose about some of the TikTok users that are very openly, actually, it's not even really a secret, paid political shills for the Democratic Party. And this guy lays out how all of these seemingly independent content creators who just love the Democrats, to love whatever they do, even when it's totally contradictory to what they did yesterday, that they are so blatantly hypocritical and false because they're actors being paid to push a message. Let's go to the video.
You see this kid right here? This kid's name is Harry Sisson, right? You see this kid right here? This kid's name is Parker, right? This kid right here? This kid's name is Chris Mowry. You see this guy right here? This guy's name is Dash, and I can only imagine what's on this man's hard drive. Oh, and of course, Mr. Aaron Parnas. That's a good one. You see this guy right here? His name's Hawk, a.k.a. Jeff. And I'm sure we all know who V from Under the Desk News is, right? Now, why am I showing you all of these creators, one might ask? Well, because like I put on the screen just a second ago that you saw, they all have a lot of similarities. And a lot of these creators that you just so happen to follow on this app are literally paid to post biased content. And you know what's crazy? I've already done a video on V from Under the Desk News and Alex Perlman. I show people thousands of transactions from Palette Management, literally paying them. And if you just so happen to look at Democratic expenditures during 2022, when these influencers just so happen to go to the White House, you can find that on Open Secrets, by the way. You'll notice that those expenditures just so happen to be sent out right after they were invited to go to the White House. And if that's not enough for you, you can actually find every single one of their LinkedIn profiles. And then you can see for yourself that they just so happen to be under Palette Management. As if their content didn't already make it obvious. But people, if you want a real opinion, right, do not rely on these individuals to be able to give you that. And I'm just being real with you. I'm always going to keep it completely unbiased with you. Regardless of my relationship with my grandfather, regardless of whatever rumor you want to hear. And that's pretty evident if you were to go look at my content. And before this upcoming election, I just want people to really think outside the box, right? I don't want people basing their opinion like they always have off of somebody else's opinion. I want you to think for yourself. Think what's actually best and more beneficial for this country. And do I personally have a political stance? No, because I know how politics really work. But do I want people to think for themselves? Obviously, yeah. And you probably shouldn't be trusting people like this to be able to give you a valid opinion. Once again, somebody needs to look into his search history. Ugh.
Yeah, they're all creeps. That's the other weird part. They're all very creepy weirdos. And if you think about how this came about, right, this also is an outgrowth of the COVID hysteria. Because as a health measure, the White House set up a coordinating task force with prominent Gen Z influencers and we documented this as it happened. They invite a bunch of influencers to the White House to be health ambassadors, you know, because they care so much about your health. And then it was that same group, and those same people who were then co-opted and paid in order to push wartime propaganda against Russia when the Ukraine war broke out. So you start with this seemingly beneficent program to just get people healthy. Then you reorient that construct to warmongering. And then once the election rolls around, they are used to and comfortable being paid dishonest propagandist for your despicable death cult. And so, you know, they're praising Kamala Harris. That's just how it works. And finally, I want to go to clip 14 here. I don't know if I agree with this tactic, but it is certainly interesting. And I like novel political theories like this, political strategies that keep the Democrats in a mode of response to the activity of Republicans. What do you think about this idea? Clip 14.
I think Trump should pull his name off of the California ballot.
Think about it.
Donald Trump is not going to win California.
So don't play if you're not going to win.
Kind of. RFK is on the ballot. Now, RFK, name recognition, former Democrat, also saying some pretty smart things. Trump, RFK, and it's looking like Harris. If that's the case, no shot that the Democrat isn't going to win running away. If the Democrat wins running away, what do? They never come here. They don't spend any money here. They don't spend time here. They don't spend resources here. If Trump pulls his name off of the California ballot, that leaves the Democratic nominee and RFK. Now, are they concerned about losing it? Probably not, but they're not as sure as they once were. And so they're going to spend time, resources, and money in the state, which takes away time, resources, and money from other states, which, in my opinion, considering how unlikely it is for Trump to win California, is a good bet. If Kamala Harris spends 10 more nights here than she does in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Ohio, any of the other swing states, that's a good thing for the Republican campaign.
So what do you think about that? Donald Trump taking his name off the ballot in California, forcing Kamala Harris to spend money and time campaigning there. I don't know. I don't know if it would work, but I like the novel idea. That's what we're about here. I'm going to open up the phone lines for your calls in the next segment. In the meantime, please go to InfoWarsStore.com to support everything that we do here. Go check out the InfoWars MD line of supplements. We have a variety of products that are unavailable with the typical InfoWars life supplements, things like CBD oil, Libido RX, this full spectrum CBD in 10 and 25 milligram pills, but also there's the tincture formula. It's probably our best selling InfoWars MD product. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get yourself something and also support this tip of the spear fight against the globalist lies. Be right back.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
My fellow patriots, we have a brand new badass t-shirt design, and this is the first of many. The brand new Never Surrender limited edition Trump fist pump shirt. On the back, it has the iconic InfoWars phrase, the answer to 1984 is 1776. So it's an InfoWars, a pro-America, pro-Trump shirt. We teamed up with the American Apparel Company, one of the top in the country, which makes shirts for some of the top talk show hosts. I'll leave it at that. They came in at the perfect moment to help fund InfoWars and get you some badass patriotic t-shirts in the process. There are a lot of great shirts out there, but this is right up there at the top, one of the best, and it funds the InfoWar. So what are you waiting for? You can get the shirt at HoldTheLine.com right now and get 10% off with promo code Alex. That's HoldTheLine.com, promo code Alex for 10% off. Go to HoldTheLine.com to secure this limited edition shirt. Get an additional 10% off with promo code Alex. I thank you for your support. Now take action. This is the fight for the Republic and InfoWars and Donald Trump up the tip of the spear. We will never surrender. Fight, fight, fight.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body Soul Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency-controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it, and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support, spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. We're going to give out the phone number now if you want to call into The American Journal. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. We have a lot to discuss today. We'll take your calls throughout the third hour of today's program. But I want to cover now the ongoing fallout of the stabbing attack in Southport, UK. And where this is going. So just to catch you up to where we are now. There was a brutal and horrific daytime attack on a Taylor Swift-themed dance class for little girls, in which three girls under the age of 9 were killed, and something like 10 other people injured in this attack. They have now released the suspect's name and image, but the image that they're using for this guy is from when he was about 10 years old. And of course, as a response to the stabbing attack, protesters took to the streets and things got a little bit fiery. as they raged against the government that has routinely disobeyed its citizens, ignored its citizens' interests, and flooded their own communities with millions upon millions of African, Middle Eastern, South Asian migrants who have raped, tortured, murdered, committed crimes against an untold number of innocent British people, to the point now that it's part and parcel. It's just accepted. Now, here's the picture of the guy from like a decade ago. What a ridiculous scam this is. But yeah, here he is. Here he is. Like I posted on Twitter yesterday. Like if I'm ever, you know, caught stabbing little kids or something, if I'm ever caught in some brutal terrorist attack, just make sure you use a picture of me from when I'm like 8. All right. When it says revealed attacker to murder children, just make sure it makes it look like a 10-year-old did it. Yeah, there's me. That should be the official picture. That's the press release picture for whatever major horrific crime that I end up committing. Obviously, the point is that it's like just complete utter nonsense to publish a picture of a person when he was a little kid after he commits a brutal and horrific. You tell me there's no picture. He hasn't been in a single picture in the last 10 years. He's gone a decade of his life without ever taking another picture of himself. Now, there is a court drawing of him. This might be more accurate to how he looks now, like a drugged out psychopath. But the picture they show is literally him as a baby. Why would they do that? Well, to mitigate the outrage against him. I guess maybe it's a little different when a little boy kills three little girls rather than an adult killing three. It doesn't seem that big of a difference to me, but apparently it is. This man's name is Axel Muganwa Ruda Kubana. Classic British name, right? Okay. Born in Cardiff, but not a Welshman. Afforded all the benefits of our country, but not persuaded by British values. A premeditated murderer whose identity the press hid because it was inconvenient for the multicultural narrative. This is what they do. This is just what they do. Their supreme concern is their agenda. It's the overriding concern they have. A couple little girls have to get stabbed in the meantime. It's a price they're willing to pay. He's 17, going to turn 18 next week. He is a grown man at 17 years old. You are not a child anymore. You are not irresponsible for your actions. Alex Rudakubana, 17, was named and pictured for the first time today as he appeared in Liverpool Crown Court, charged with 3 counts of murder and 10 counts of attempted murder. He's accused of carrying out the attack that killed innocent Bebe or BB King, 6, Elsie Dot Stancombe, 7, and Elisa De Silva Aguiar, 9, as they attended a Taylor Swift-themed dance class in Merseyside Town. During the rampage, the boy, who turns 18 in just 6 days, is also accused of attempting to kill 8 children, along with the dance teacher, Leanne Lucas, 35, and businessman John Hayes. So 3 children get murdered after a years-long conflict between the British people and its government, as the British people desperately express through voting and protests and all sorts of other things that they don't want their country swamped by violent foreigners, only to have their protests shut down, their speech criminalized, their activists jailed, and their daughters stabbed. They actually decide to riot for once, as we played the Tommy Robinson clip, where he's saying, this is what you trained us to do. The British press and British government has shown that, well, when Black Lives Matter riots, they get exactly what they want. When the Muslims riot, they get exactly what they want, and the police back off and let them do whatever the hell they choose. But when the far right, when the native British protest their government, well, for the first time in recent memory, the prime minister gives a speech about it, a speech in which he lays out a frightening new array of governmental powers to crack down on the native British being genocided in their own country. Let's go now to clip number 21. Here's Keir Starmer, prime minister, explaining that Big Brother is now active. Let's watch.
This was a meeting to pull together our response. Response both to the immediate challenge, which is clearly driven by far-right hatred, but also all violent disorder that flares up, whatever the apparent cause or motivation. We make no distinction. Crime is crime. And so to that end, I can announce today that following this meeting, we will establish a national capability across police forces to tackle violent disorder. These thugs are mobile. They move from community to community. And we must have a policing response that can do the same. Shared intelligence, wider deployment of facial recognition technology, and preventative action, criminal behaviour orders, to restrict their movements before they can even board a train. In just the same way that we do with football hooligans. And let me also say to large social media companies and those who run them, violent disorder clearly whipped up online, that is also a crime. It's happening on your premises, and the law must be upheld everywhere. That is the single most important duty of government. Service rests on security, and we will take all necessary action to keep our streets safe.
Yeah, I really shouldn't need to explain what you just heard, but just to tackle some of the most egregious lies from all this, he starts off this clip you just heard, saying clearly the far right is responsible for this. Problem, reaction, solution. It's incredibly simple. It's the same thing that's happening with, shoplifting in America. The powers that be, whose sole responsibility is the protection of their citizens, utterly and totally fail to do so. Instead, create incentives for the criminals, incentives for the violence. They actually bring in the millions of people killing little English girls, raping English women. Instead of doing anything to stop the actual violence against innocent people, they instead put the people speaking up about it under their thumb. But he says, violence is violence. It doesn't matter to us who it is, which is interesting because then people started making lists. Pro-Hamas marches, silence. Anti-Semitism, silence. Hara Hills riot, silence. Stabbing of a soldier, silence. BML riots and looting, silence. Bangladeshi riots in London, silence. Muslim violence in Manchester, silence. White working class people upset over their kids being murdered? Well, outrage. Whole new surveillance control grids being activated. Hara Hills riots, no press conference. Rochdale riots, no press conference. South End violence, no press conference. Whitechapel riots, no press conference. Southport riots, you better believe there's a press conference, and that's just the beginning. Big Brother.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Thank you. I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Taking a record of the hearts and minds of the American people, it's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, folks. We'll go to your phone calls momentarily. A short 5-minute segment. I'll finish up with what we just heard from Keir Starmer. He says, obviously, the only problem here is the far-right hatred. Far-right. So it's far-right to not want your government to put a mass murderer in your neighborhood. And people going, but this guy was born in the UK. It's like, oh, okay, so I guess it's not just the immigrants. I guess it's their children, too. I guess being second generation doesn't mean you're suddenly British. Cardiff man. Mentally ill Cardiff man stabs 3 children. Okay. Sure. Clearly says there's a far-right hatred. He says, violence is violence, and we're just responding to the violence. As if what happened earlier this week in Southport with a series of riots taking place. You had some far-right people marching. You had some normal people who now didn't feel comfortable sending their kids to camp crazy. They were protesting. But also at the same time, you had mobs of Africans rampaging through South End. You had knife fights outside the amusement park between migrant criminals. Doesn't it kind of remind you of January 6th all over again? Isn't it amazing how once they get this paradigm going, once they have the problem reaction solution in motion, they just do it over and over again, and there's seemingly nothing you can do? Either allow the migration crisis to kill your children and swamp your services and overthrow your government quietly, obediently, die, or if you stand up against us, well, now we have the excuse that we need for massive surveillance and, as he puts it, preventative action. In other words, we'll be punishing you before you commit a crime. We'll be locking you out of trains on the assumption that your presence somewhere is illegal. The fact is, the British people are now being put to a test. They are rolling out the modern Western control grid in a way that's never been done before. And if this is successful, that might be it for the UK. That might be it, totally done at that point. But just to, you know, again, illustrate the lie of this, this is the first press conference a prime minister has given following a riot in, like, living memory. I mean, I can't think of the last time this happened. There were riots in Harrah Hills, no press conference, Rochdale, Southend, Whitechapel. No press conference for any of those because it wasn't white British people doing it. Pro-Hamas marches, anti-Semitism, Harrah Hills riots, stabbing of soldier, BLM riots and looting, Bangladeshi riots in London, Muslim violence in Manchester. No extra measures to take care of that ever taken. Starmer failed to mention an army officer that was stabbed 12 times, Leeds riots that lasted for 3 days, two thugs violently assaulting three armed police officers in an airport that happened last week, and they haven't even been arrested. Riots in Rotherham for, you know, by the Muslims on behalf of the criminals who attacked police. Three little girls murdered, 10 injured. Sword fights and machete attacks in Southend. 28 men convicted of gang raping a British girl today, receiving 400 years because their crimes were so revolting and brutal, but they can't even be published, according to the censorship rules in Britain. 8 men charged with gang raping another British child today. Woman beaten to death by two Somalis whilst walking her dog. 17 knife murders in 48 hours. 3,000 churches burned, vandalized, or desecrated. It goes on and on and on. But then one little protest by the native British, and suddenly UK has to become a police state.
My fellow patriots, we have a brand new badass t-shirt design, and this is the first of many. The brand new Never Surrender limited edition Trump fist pump shirt. On the back, it has the iconic InfoWars phrase, the answer to 1984 is 1776. So it's an InfoWars, a pro-America, pro-Trump shirt. We teamed up with the American Apparel Company, one of the top in the country, which makes shirts for some of the top talk show hosts. I'll leave it at that. They came in at the perfect moment to help fund InfoWars and get you some badass patriotic t-shirts in the process. There are a lot of great shirts out there, but this is right up there at the top, one of the best, and it funds the InfoWar. So what are you waiting for? You can get the shirt at holdtheline.com right now and get 10% off with promo code Alex. That's holdtheline.com, promo code Alex for 10% off. Go to holdtheline.com to secure this limited edition shirt. Get an additional 10% off with promo code Alex. I thank you for your support. Now take action. This is the fight for the Republic and InfoWars and Donald Trump of the Spear. We will never surrender. Fight, fight, fight.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
So though the British people vote for Brexit, they make it very clear they don't want any more migrants. You know, polls conducted nationwide in the UK, it's like 95% says there's too many migrants and they need less of them. Instead, they're imported en masse, given military escorts by the hundreds of thousands. British people suffer in a variety of different ways. I mean, not just the open and brutal violence that British people have been subjected to over and over and over, but the more subtle overwhelming of the NHS, destruction of the pension system. It's just a full-on takeover. You know, somebody posted yesterday, when the native British stage one little protest, the whole establishment freaks out and starts implementing all these crazy things. He says, we need a national police force response to this. So they're going to have a, you know, nationwide thought police program. Because the thugs are mobile, apparently, despite the fact that when we interviewed Jack Hadfield, he was like, everybody I talked to had an accent from this area. There weren't people from far away coming to this area to riot or cause trouble. It was locals who were mad that their children had just been killed. So you allow 3 children to be stabbed in the middle of the, well, 10 children, 13 children to be stabbed in the middle of the day, 3 of them killed under age nine. And then when the people get mad that you've allowed this, you facilitated this, you were the getaway driver for the murderer, you delivered him to the scene of the crime, they protest, somebody freaks out. Obviously, that represents the fact that they don't see the Muslims rioting as a threat. They don't see Black Lives Matter rioting as a threat. They see white British people getting involved as a threat. So if anything, that should be encouragement to the white British people. And again, the point of this is that they are now, with that speech, they're announcing pre-crime. They're announcing the real use of the 15-minute ULEZ system, right? He says they're implementing nationwide facial recognition systems, shared intel between police, preventative action to stop troublemakers before they're even able to get on trains. If this system is rolled out and successful in crushing any dissent in the UK, and they've already proven that voting doesn't work in the UK. You cannot fix this problem through voting. Brexit proved that already. The latest prime minister competition proved that already. The British people have begged for the British government to stop the invasion. The British government is instead facilitating and funding it. We actually have video, clip number one, of an Afghan documenting his crossing from France to the UK last week. Let's go ahead and roll this as B-roll. He's a young man with a brand new cell phone, wearing nice clothes. Look at the military escort they're given by a French destroyer. And then he's sitting in his government-provided flat. Big TV and his fancy phone. Arriving yesterday and receiving infinitely more benefits than the UK citizen, which is, of course, exactly what's happening here in America as well. It is a worldwide plan. They're implementing now the global control grid. It's being rolled out in UK in a very real way. And again, if the flame rises and you start seeing more Blade Runner type activity, you've got British activists cutting down the electronic systems that they need to surveil and control, and they take this as a wake-up call, if the people of the UK take this as a wake-up call, that they're in an impossible position, they've been put in a trap here, where their country is being actively destroyed and their attempts to prevent that are being criminalized, and they, instead of giving in and kowtowing, decide to rise up and undo all of this, then we have a chance. If this control system is implemented and successful, they might as well be China. This is the Chinese control system. This is the facial recognition, digital ID, permission to leave your neighborhood, barbed wire fences every 15 minutes. And then that's it for the people of the UK. They can be systematically and deliberately replaced. And any attempt to even politically reverse it will be criminalized and shut down. At least in China, they seem to actually want their people around. I know they're bad in a lot of ways. But their control system at least stops criminals. The UK control system is there solely to stop the good people from stopping the criminals. And it's coming here too. And just to finish off with this, this type of exchange, I have so many examples of this, but this I think is just a really good one. You have this guy, Nadim Ahmed, who's like, as a British Muslim, I'm very concerned and terrified of living in the country where I was born. I was born here just like every other British person. Then the rest of his posting for years back is like this. Quote, I'm going to open a halal meat shop near your home. I will work with my religious team to force Sharia law in your home city. Don't worry, in a few years you'll be looking forward to Ramadan and singing Qawwali. So it's just like this over and over and over again. You've got these invaders who, when they tell the truth, when you catch them speaking truthfully, they're like, yeah, we're taking over. We're absolutely taking over. We are going to dominate you. We are going to impose our belief system on you. I hate the country I live in. But then when a migrant or a second generation, a Rwandan, stabs three little girls, it's, I'm as British as you are, and how dare you say otherwise? It's all lies. Just send them back. The only possible solution to this is to send them all back. The UK's over forever, and that's that. With that, we got to your phone calls. Let's go to Mark in Texas first. Go ahead, Mark. You're on the air.
So how would you summarize your last hour and 15 minutes as far as the political picture goes?
How would I summarize it?
Yeah, in a word or two.
Stupidity abounds. Those are my two words.
I'll buy that. So good people should do what?
Good question. You have any suggestions?
Well, I got a couple of observations, and then I'll summarize the picture. There is none good but God, right?
Right.
No, not one. So, in looking at the big picture from the political side, and then you did make an interesting summary of the other stuff, the science, the religion, and the rest of it, I think we pretty much better pray the Lord's Prayer because Jesus Christ is Lord, right?
Amen.
And he's the original Jew. He didn't speak one single word out of the New Testament. It was all Old Testament stuff. So since he created the heavens and the earth and made everything that is in them, including you and me, and in fact, there's only one race, it's just an issue of how you spread your melanin across your skin. I happen to be one of those double recessive guys that the spray gun kind of got spotty when they ran out of even melanin spread. I think we should probably pray the Lord's Prayer and hope that the Holy Spirit fills us and look at this from the biblical perspective. And probably the biggest thing I would say is from the science aspect, there's a lot of other men who have done a 30-year walk outside of your domain. It would probably be a good idea to follow so that we can at least throw the science aspect of the biblical perspective in there. And that is one of the things that I just got through talking about in biology. The same thing applies to the Big Bang and billions of years. I don't know if you've seen Expelled, No Intelligence Allowed. It was done by Ben Stein. It's pretty good. That's kind of a summary of, in fact, the suppression or just downright memory holding of a lot of the experiences of the past that point towards why a biblical perspective on this entire thing says that we are in the end times. It'd be worth watching because it's back from the 90s. So with respect to your 30-year walk and some people's 40-minute, 40-second, the thief on the cross that was saved comes to mind for that one. 40-week, 40-month, 40-year walks, we are grafted into the tree of life, which is Israel, where God placed his name forever. And I think we need to look at the science from a biblical perspective. That includes the fact that the only simulation that we're in is God's simulation. This country is not in the Bible, and we are not going to the stars. The stars are coming for us. With that, I'll leave you and say, yeah, I'm listening. I'm praying for all of you. And God help us. See you.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Leon in Montreal now. Say Trump has a new name for Kamala. Is that right?
No, he does not. But I would like to propose to Trump to use the following Kamala Cry Cry with a KK making three K.
Kamala.
Yeah. Kamala Cry Cry is the world renowned inventor of Cry Talk. Cry laugh and cry lie because every time she talks like she's crying. I mean, it's like she's in a permanent depression.
I don't know. I feel like her laugh is more iconic than her crying is. Well, we could come up with some good nicknames
for like a cry.
Kamala. There's a, it's actually a very, it's an established tactic, the cry lie. One of my favorite YouTubers, True Crime Loser, has a horn that he blows because every time he watches a interrogation and somebody is lying while they're crying, that's the cry lie horn. You get the cry lie horn in that situation.
Wow.
Yeah, it's It's an established deception technique. Use emotion to cover your deception.
Okay, so Kamala Cry Cry would be appropriate.
I think crying Kamala maybe flows a little bit better. But, yeah, there's also, I don't know, the Trump nicknames have sort of fallen off recently. Kamala does need a nickname. I'm sure Trump will come up with a good one. Thank you for that suggestion, Leon. Let's go to Chuck in South Carolina. Want to talk about the, well, go ahead. Tell us what this is, Chuck. 2004 or 2024 Global Anti-Semitism Review Act. Go ahead.
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Can you hear me all right? Okay, great. Fantastic. Hey, listen, I appreciate everything you guys do. Long, long time supporter. I have a small chiropractic office here in Greenwood, South Carolina. And your shows are on my TVs and in my speakers, educating my patients every day.
Oh, fantastic.
So there has been a lot of discussion about anti-Semitism and hate speech and all this other issues. And I know people are being persecuted and arrested for it and all that type of stuff. And I came across this several years ago, actually probably 15 years ago, in a book that's called The Synagogue of Satan. And are you aware of this? On October 16th, 2004, President Bush signs into law the Global Anti-Semitism Review Act, designed to force the entire world into never being critical of the Jews, whatever their actions. This act establishes a special department within the U.S. State Department to monitor global anti-Semitism, which is to report annually to Congress. This act defines a person as being anti-Semitic if they purport any of the following beliefs, and there are 14 of these. Number one, any assertion that the Jewish community controls government, the media, international business, and or the financial world. Number two, you can't use strong anti-Israel sentiment that apparently will get you into trouble. Number three, expressing virulent criticism of Israel's leaders, past or present. The State Department gives an example of this occurring when a swastika is portrayed in a cartoon decrying the behavior of a past or present Zionist leader. Number four, any criticism of the Jewish religion or its religious leaders or literature with the emphasis on the Talmud and Kabbalah. Those are two really special books. Number five, any criticism of the U.S. government and Congress for being under undue influence by the Jewish Zionist community, which would include the Jewish organizations such as American Israel Public Affairs Committee, or what is referred to as AIPAC. And I think recently we have found out that apparently every one of our Congress members and senators has an AIPAC lobbyist who basically is there to tell them what to do. Number six, any criticism of the Jewish Zionist community for promoting globalism, or what some call the New World Order. Number seven, this is a beauty. Placing any blame on Jewish leaders and their followers for inciting the Roman crucifixion of Christ.
Okay.
Eight, this is a beauty too. Citing any facts that could in any way diminish the 6 million figure of Holocaust victims. Number nine, claiming that Israel is a racist state. 10, making any claims that there exists a Zionist conspiracy. 11, this is a beauty. Greg Riesel loved this one. Offering proof that Jews and their leaders created communism and the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia. Apparently that can get you into trouble. Number 12, making derogatory statements about Jewish persons. 13, asserting that spiritually disobedient Jews do not have the biblical right to reoccupy Palestine. Wow, that's a hot topic these days. And number 14, and this was the one that fully put me over the top, because anybody that's done their homework on this topic understands this dynamic. Number 14, making any allegations of Mossad involvement in the 9/11 attacks. Put into law October 16th, 2004, by good old President W. Bush.
Well, that way.
Anyway, I've been trying to get into you and into any one of the shows and try to read that, because I've never heard anybody talk about it all this time.
Well, it's very similar to the one that was passed earlier this year. I wonder if the crew can pull up that Wikipedia page again. I wonder how this is implemented, because it wouldn't be a law unless it was passed by Congress and then signed by the president. But the president could do an executive order and establish a body within the State Department to oversee the State Department.
Right.
And so
makes sense.
What's happened recently is that that has been expanded to where now every branch of the federal government will have an inquisitor, will have a operative
wow.
from this group to guarantee that not only are the actions and output from this from every governmental body not only doesn't include the things you just listed, but actively promotes the interests of the Jews. Now, if you just read everything you read but replaced
there it is.
The word Jew with white, it would be pretty obvious that our government is a white supremacist one, right? If you weren't allowed to criticize the leadership of white people or whatever, all the things
right.
that you read. So
yep.
the only conclusion is that we live in a Jewish supremacist country. And it's been that way for the last 20 years. That was signed in 2004, you say?
Yeah. And I remember, you know, way back with Dr. Ron Paul used to talk about, you know, the AIPAC influence way back in the day.
Yeah, of course. It's been there. I mean, trust me, it's AIPAC and the ADL have had inordinate power since like before Israel was even a state. So that should give you another, you know, wrinkle in this. It's not about
sure.
Israel.
Well, listen, I appreciate the time. You guys keep doing the great job that you're doing. And thanks. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Chuck, for bringing that to us. Again, it's not really that complicated. Free speech is free speech. And if you have laws saying that your government or its citizens cannot criticize the beliefs of a religion that is de facto a state religion now. So we have been operating for the last 20 years under a state religion. They just don't call it that. Let's go now to Jay in Alabama. Thank you for the call, Chuck. Jay, go ahead. You're on the air about Kamala Harris.
Hello, Mr. Harris. So I was going to say, you know, Kamala Harris, I was going to see if she was going to make an office for people with, like myself. I have a white Jewish American privilege card, but it seems to be defective. And I was thinking I might, instead of getting like one that was made out of a reflective tape that could have a more of a spectrum on it that gave me more privileges to commit some crimes, and maybe I could. I was wondering what kind of money I could earn with such a card, but after listening to all the callers, I'm thinking this is not where I really want to go.
All right, where do you want to go?
I'm thinking, you know, I'm an American first, of course, and I'm a Jew, you know, and I go to the Chabad, and the excellent rabbi up there, and famous Rabbi Friedman, and his father is very, very well known. His name is Rabbi Manus Friedman, and he only speaks of the law of the Torah, and there's like 613 laws in there, and about 270, I believe, are doable right now until the Messiah comes according to the Jewish faith. And, you know, I like listening to Alex and all of you people speaking of all the good morals of your Bible and of Jesus and all that. And that's all well and fine. But Rabbi Manus kind of brings it back really simple to the fact that, you know, we're here to serve God. That's all we're here for, because he wants us to serve him. That's why he made us. And we're here to perform duties to make him happy. And he gave us laws that were to be implemented. And so all the laws that have been written by man, similar to the Constitution, are laws that are in the Torah, and humans expounded on them and made them crazy. You know, I mean, I don't know. I guess I'm really touched today, and I'm thinking I'm a little bit anxious, and I'm actually sick by all that which is going on in the world. Seeing, you know, where people are wanting to fight with other states and countries and blow people up, and the world is going crazy,
yeah.
And I would really love you to get on the show, Rabbi Manus Friedman. I'll listen to him on YouTube and maybe give him a ring up and see if you like the way he shares and speaks.
I'll look into him. I just wrote down his name as you said it. I will look into it. but that's the thing. I mean, it's the same thing they do with Kamala Harris. They use racial identity or ethnic identity or religious identity to get you to support things you shouldn't.
My fellow patriots, we have a brand new badass t-shirt design, and this is the first of many. The brand new Never Surrender limited edition Trump fist pump shirt. On the back, it has the iconic InfoWars phrase, the answer to 1984 is 1776. So it's InfoWars, a pro-America, pro-Trump shirt. We teamed up with the American Apparel Company, one of the top in the country, which makes shirts for some of the top talk show hosts. I'll leave it at that. They came in at the perfect moment to help fund InfoWars and get you some badass patriotic t-shirts. Process. There are a lot of great shirts out there, but this is right up there at the top, one of the best, and it funds the InfoWar. So what are you waiting for? You can get the shirt at holdtheline.com right now and get 10% off with promo code Alex. That's holdtheline.com, promo code Alex for 10% off. Go to holdtheline.com to secure this limited edition shirt. Get an additional 10% off with promo code Alex. I thank you for your support. Now take action. This is the fight for the Republic and InfoWars and Donald Trump of Tip the Spear. We will never surrender. Fight, fight, fight.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have the communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue. There are a lot of amazing green drinks out there, and the amount of evidence is just massive of how good they are for our whole bodies, but especially our guts. Our immune systems, our vitality, it's so important. But not all of them are made equal. I couldn't operate in the last 10 years without my morning green drink. And I'm telling you, folks, when I started trying this product just about 6 months ago, it was game-changing. It was so much more powerful than any of the products I'd used before. Optimal Human is hands down the best concentrated green drink out there on the market, and we're so excited to be partnering with them to bring it to you discounted with 25% off when you follow this particular link. And it's so simple. You go to optimalhuman.com/Alex. For yourself and your family, I hope you try Optimal Human now by going to optimalhuman.com/Alex and supporting the InfoWar. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Back, folks. This just in from Jacob King on X. Over $2.9 trillion has been wiped from major indices and stocks this morning due to growing fears of a global recession. This is the worst day for stocks since March 16, 2020, during the COVID-19 pandemic fears. Basically, since the 2 weeks to slow the spread lie. and it's red basically across the board on the stock market. $2.9 trillion wiped out from major indices and stocks. As the collapse may be here once and for all. Let me just give you a few more headlines here before we go back out to calls. Because again, when it comes to the political divide, it's illusionary in some senses. It's useful to the powers that be in many ways. But there's also a very distinct difference between the Republicans and liberals. It's whether you recognize reality or not, whether you have a functional threat response or are in some way suicidal. Virginia Supreme Court rules parents cannot sue school for giving six-year-old unwanted COVID jab. What did I say? Oh, yeah, Vermont. Vermont Supreme Court rejected a family's lawsuit against the Windham Southeast School District for accidentally injecting their, at the time, six-year-old child with COVID-19 vaccine without their consent, ruling that the error was covered by federal liability shield. It's been reported that during a 2021 clinic hosted by the district and the Vermont Department of Health, the child identified only as LP had a directive in place from the father accepted by school officials that the child was not to be vaccinated. However, the child was given one dose of Pfizer's mRNA-based COVID shot after being erroneously given the name tag of a child with no such restrictions. Oh, oops, whoopsies. Whoopsie daisy. We told you folks, don't send your kid to school on vaccination day. There are laws on the books in California that say sending your child to school on that day is de facto permission to inject them. So they're going to inject them. So these people didn't want their kid to take the poison shot. School gave it to them. They sued the school, and the case has been thrown out. You don't have a right to sue your school when they perform explicitly unwanted, explicitly denied by the parents, medical procedures on the kids. Amazing. Meanwhile, Minnesota Supreme Court rules even when a person is actively being attacked and is at risk of death, they cannot defend themselves and brandish a deadly weapon if it is, quote, reasonably possible to retreat. So this is beyond gun control. This is about knives as well, weapons of any sort. Basically, if you are being attacked, but some person later decides, well, you probably could have just run away, then I guess you'll be charged with murder, attempted murder. You have to retreat before brandishing a weapon. As if being in a life and death situation, you know, they're going to come back months later and go, well, actually, there was an open window that you could have jumped out of. And to go, I'm sorry, I was being attacked. I was in fear for my life. I defended myself. Well, not anymore. Meanwhile, multiple states are now investigating Act Blue for suspected money laundering. This is from Real Patrick Webb, and he lists a number of AGs that have picked up the incredible investigative work that has been done for some reason, has had to be done by independent auditors like James O'Keefe. Why this isn't on their, you know, radar already, why the Republicans aren't already aggressively going after this is anybody's guess. But thank God there are people like James O'Keefe who just took up the responsibility of going, hey, you know, this Act Blue page shows that there were 100,000 donations from an unemployed person in Oklahoma City. And then they go to the person's home and say, have you ever donated? And they're like, maybe once. You know, I gave $10 a year ago. It's like, oh, so you haven't given $200,000 in $2 increments 100,000 times over the last 3 months? It's like, no. Okay, then it's fraud. Then it's money laundering. Then it's a crime. Donald Trump, facing 110 years in prison and 34 felony accounts because he mislabeled a check that he paid to a lawyer. That apparently is egregious election tampering, but literally tens of millions of dollars funneled through this Act Blue laundry system. It took independent reporters to figure this out and to force, basically, Republican AGs into this. So that's at least good. America First Legal also, again, doing the job of protecting children from the absolute psychopaths that run our country. Shocking expose. Our litigation just exposed that that Biden's FDA recommended approving puberty blockers to minors, despite noting that these drugs are associated with a, quote, increased risk of depression and suicidality. So the only argument that they've ever put forward for why you should give kids transgender treatment, hormone treatment, or castration, or breast removal, or any of the other mutilations that they dress up as a medical procedure. The only argument for these is you can either have a dead daughter or a living son. If your son will kill himself if you don't let us cut his nuts off. And we reported many times over the last year, massive studies that have shown the exact opposite is the truth, and that going through these procedures not only doesn't cure the pain you feel from being dysmorphic or whatever, it actually makes it worse. It actually makes you more likely to commit suicide. So just as you read through these, I admit the Republicans aren't perfect. I admit it is not a good versus bad thing. But who is lying about children's health in order to castrate them? Who is opening the border to criminals and murderers and terrorists? Who is scamming the entire political system by laundering their money through Act Blue to allow billionaires to fund campaigns under the guise of small donations? Who is taking away your right to defend yourself? Who is giving your children unwanted jabs and then giving liability to the people that did it? It's all Democrats. So I get it's a false dichotomy, but it's not totally false, is it? One side isn't desperately trying to destroy everything good in the world. The other side is. I know Trump won't solve all of our problems, but a Trump loss will maximize and multiply the problems by a million. So there's that. Let's go out to your calls. Tim in California. Let's talk about the 9/11 terrorist who avoided the death sentence yesterday. They apparently made a plea deal with him. Go ahead, Tim, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call, Harrison. Yes, I believe it's kind of congruent with the prisoner exchange kind of things. But most of the audience probably is aware of Loose Change, L-O-O-S-E, Loose Change. You can go to YouTube and look that up. And this is related to 9/11, which, of course, goes back to 2001. So depending on people's age, they may or may not even remember what happened. That's why I'm pointing back to Loose Change. But so long as we're going to read the names out loud every year for 20-something years, then it's important. And we have to realize the cause and effect and how the dominoes follow behind all this. I mean, we have the debauched Afghanistan withdrawal trying to beat some deadline of the 20th anniversary or so forth, and just, you know, and then that, because of that weakness, it sets in motion the things in Israel, and you get the idea.
So much of it is downstream from 9/11. You're exactly right. I'm sorry, we have to go to commercial break, but I wonder if the plea deal wasn't reached because they wanted to avoid a trial, either because they didn't have sufficient evidence to actually convince everybody that this guy was the mastermind, or because they wanted to avoid discovery outright because of some of the truth that would have come out.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections, masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality.
tasting it is our only chance to turn this around. This stuff's about to get really, really nasty. Infowars.com. My fellow patriots, we have a brand new badass t-shirt design, and this is the first of many. The brand new Never Surrender limited edition Trump fist pump shirt. On the back, it has the iconic InfoWars phrase, the answer to 1984 is 1776. So it's InfoWars, a pro-America, pro-Trump shirt. We teamed up with the American Apparel Company, one of the top in the country, which makes shirts for some of the top talk show hosts. I'll leave it at that. They came in at the perfect moment to help fund InfoWars and get you some badass patriotic t-shirts in the process. There are a lot of great shirts out there, but this is right up there at the top, one of the best, and it funds the InfoWar. So what are you waiting for? You can get the shirt at holdtheline.com right now and get 10% off with promo code Alex. That's holdtheline.com, promo code Alex for 10% off. Go to holdtheline.com to secure this limited edition shirt. Get an additional 10% off with promo code Alex. I thank you for your support. Now take action. This is the fight for the Republic and InfoWars and Donald Trump of Zip the Spear. We will never surrender. Fight, fight, fight.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Finally, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock and now available for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This specially formulated drink mix gives your body the essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other beneficial compounds that support optimum health. Vitamin Mineral Fusion goes above and beyond the standard of vitamins and trace minerals. Our exclusive formula is loaded with 34 key ingredients, including vitamin C, E, D, B12, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, L-glutamine, CoQ10, alpha-lipoic acid, folic acid riboflavin, and much more. Aside from bolstering your bodily functions, this drink mix is naturally delicious. And unlike capsules and vitamin pills, it's truly a pleasure to the taste buds. So if you haven't already, mix it up and take your health to the next level with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks.
For this final segment, seeing if there's any really interesting stories I haven't covered it quite yet. I've at least mentioned most of them. Apparently, the female boxer who got beaten by a man, gave up after a minute, has apologized. She feels very bad about what she said, which is not ideal. In my view, there's been a lot of discussion about this, and I was even pointing out yesterday, I was like, how is this guy from Algeria? Do Muslims even have transgenderism? This doesn't make any sense. Apparently, his transgenderism is like a natural mutation. He is one of those, you know, vanishingly small number of people who are intersex. However, he has XY chromosomes, meaning he's a man. It's like, but he lived his life as a woman. Okay. But he's got XY chromosomes and a dong, so he's a man. So I guess that makes him a man. And of course, he, she had been prevented from participating in other sports because of his higher testosterone level. You know, the testosterone level that a man might have. He also has tested positive for XY chromosomes. So not really that, you know, confusing at all. And perfectly in line with everything going on. Vox News has stepped into the controversy to remind everybody that the Nazi roots of sex testing and discrimination against trans athletes in the Olympics. Yes, if you're opposed to men beating women in the ring, you might be a Nazi. In fact, you are a Nazi, obviously. And people are like shocked at this. But this is kind of what the Nazis were about. You know, burning transgender books, textbooks, and the first clinic that performed transgender surgeries. They weren't big fans of that. And people are acting like this is crazy. Like, what, you're saying this is a Nazi thing? Well, yeah, kind of. Yeah, a little bit, actually. Kind of is. Kind of is. We can admit that. And if you remember, as we've talked many times, the reason why the German government gave children to pedophiles was to defeat fascism. There's a very prominent and, if you're honest, somewhat well-founded belief system that if you are moral, it'll lead to fascism. If you are concerned about transgenderism or pedophilia, that's a route to fascism, and that to destroy fascism, you have to root out and destroy humans' disgust at things like pedophilia. And so they was like, they associate sexual morality with fascism. And so they're trying to destroy sexual morality in an effort to stop the rise of fascism. And the White Rabbit podcast on X said, friends in Paris tell me that Paris is empty. The Olympics is an expensive flop. Restaurants are making no money. Tourists have not arrived. I guess they ensured that would happen with their imported migrant crime and pornographic opening ceremony. What is also driven away from the Olympics is that the Olympics is 100% cashless and all products and services are via QR code. People literally checked out of hotels because of it. Cashless is failing. And already, like, even the most successful Olympics usually cost more than they make. It's a very expensive boondoggle for the countries that host the Olympics. They have to build all these stadiums and have all this infrastructure. But if people aren't even showing up, that's a whole another level of failure. So satanic in every possible regard. With that, we go back out to your phone calls. Let's go to Dave in Arizona. Dave in Arizona, you are on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks, Harrison. What an amazing show. Hopefully I can and pull this all together. First of all, nicknames. I shared this with somebody in President Trump's inner circle last week. Chameleon Cackler.
I think Chameleon That's Kamala believable. is a very good one. That really.
Yeah.
Chameleon
and
Harris.
Actually, J.D. Vance used that on Wednesday after I had shared that with this person inside of Trump's circle. He's been calling her Chameleon all week. Great. So a couple movies that are prescient based on what you shared with what's going on in the U.K. They want to enforce Minority Report because they need to avoid A Bug's Life. And they don't press back on the Muslim population because it's so small. But when the white population rises up, they put us back on our place because they know that the ants can overrun the thin blue line.
Yes. Yeah, that's a very good point. And look, we've said it here for a long time. As much as we understand why they say things like white Americans are the biggest threat, it is true to them. Like, white Americans aren't threats to innocent people. But threats to the system, threats to the control, threats to the powers that be. It's us. We're the threat, not anybody else. Just to be honest with you, it's it's going fine other places. They only run into trouble where white people live who don't like to be controlled that much. So, yeah, absolutely. They freak out over white people standing up against them when they allow black people to literally burn their cities down. So that should tell you quite a bit.
Can I offer the last piece that rolls this all together?
Please.
Yeah, so this is what I've been screaming about for 5 years since I woke up in 2019. The establishment class, the psychopathic overlords in our establishment class, they need power and money. So everything that's done, the federal, state, and local taxes, the property taxes you pay, the license fees, all of that is to steal money. It's money laundering from we the people to those people. And we're all being played. If you think back to the 2008 housing crisis, COVID-19, the burning of Somaliopolis, Act Blue, Ukraine, FTX, it's all meant to separate money from we the people. That gives them now power.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to just humbly disagree with you a little bit because you're standing up for the Republican Party a little bit. My thought is the DNC is corrupt. And unfortunately, the GOP, the gelted, old, pathetic party, is, in fact, complicit. So by going along, they are the weak men that create hard times for us.
Yeah,
100%. So they are almost worse than the Democrats because the nihilist Marxist and the Democrat Party will spit in your face. The Republicans will just wait till you turn around and stab you in the back, sir.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And, you know, to some degree, I appreciate the tactic that some people are taking. In fact, there's a big controversy right now because Kyle Rittenhouse is like saying he's not going to vote for Trump because he's too weak on the Second Amendment. And while I think now maybe is not the time for that, like I know Nick Fuentes is big on this too, sort of, you know, punishing Trump for not being far enough right. And to a certain degree, I agree with that in that. MAGA and the Republicans need to stop trying to pander to the left. They need to pander to the right. They need to, like, the Democrats are always eager to try to prove to the far left how far left they are. Nobody on the right wing panders to the right wing to show how right wing they are. They pander to the left to show how centrist they are. And so, you know, I think the younger people are just like sick of this and are just like, no, if you want our votes, you have to appeal to us. Stop trying to appeal to the people who despise you and are actively trying to destroy your country. You have to appeal to us, the Americans. So on one side, I agree with that. I also think for this election, it's imperative that we get Trump in office again, not because that'll solve everything, but because that will at least give us the beachhead to continue the war rather than, you know, be inflicted total defeat. So, but I do think you're right in that the Republicans for too long have been trying to play this game of centrism and are happy to sell out their own people. And it all has to do with the media and all has to do with media control of the narrative as Republicans are responding to the seemingly unbiased claims from the journalists that are clearly just left-wing talking points. So enough is enough. They do need to move more to the right. They need to appeal to the middle class and the real Americans and people that don't want to live in a communist hellhole and go on the offensive against the Democrats. But I think that's happening. It's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take a generation to get new people in and replace the old guard. But that is happening, and I'm happy to see that. Folks, go to InfoWarsStore.com to support us. Have a wonderful weekend, and stay tuned for the Alex Jones Show. It begins in 90 seconds.
My fellow patriots, we have a brand new badass t-shirt design, and this is the first of many. The brand new Never Surrender limited edition Trump fist pump shirt. On the back, it has the iconic InfoWars phrase, the answer to 1984 is 1776. So it's InfoWars, a pro-America, pro-Trump shirt. We teamed up with the American Apparel Company, one of the top in the country, which makes shirts for some of the top talk show hosts. I'll leave it at that. They came in at the perfect moment to help fund InfoWars and get you some badass patriotic t-shirts in the process. There are a lot of great shirts out there, but this is right up there at the top, one of the best, and it funds the InfoWar. So what are you waiting for? You can get the shirt at holdtheline.com right now and get 10% off with promo code Alex. That's holdtheline.com, promo code Alex for 10% off. Go to holdtheline.com to secure this limited edition shirt. Get an additional 10% off with promo code Alex. I thank you for your support. Now take action. This is the fight for the Republic and InfoWar and Donald Trump of the tip of spear. We will never surrender. Fight, fight, fight.
There are a lot of amazing green drinks out there, and the amount of evidence is just massive of how good they are for our whole bodies, but especially our guts. Our immune systems, our vitality is so important, but not all of them are made equal. I couldn't operate in the last 10 years without my morning green drink. And I'm telling you, folks, when I started trying this product just about 6 months ago, it was game-changing. It was so much more powerful than any of the products I'd used before. Optimal Human is hands down the best concentrated green drink out there on the market. And we're so excited to be partnering with them to bring it to you discounted with 25% off when you follow this particular link. And it's so simple. You go to optimalhuman.com/Alex. For yourself and your family, I hope you try Optimal Human now by going to optimalhuman.com/Alex and supporting the InfoWar.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.